Okay, so he says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you should be extra stringent. Al tadabru klal mitvarim she'enam nitzrochim me'oid. You shouldn't speak about extra things on Shabbos. And we said shlo yeh diburcha b'Shabbos ke diburcha b'chol. And we said that you're enjoying yourself in something which is pointless. And we said that it's malacha, it's me'ein malacha. So zinyonim to lower the way and the topics and the length of conversation that you have on Shabbos, and that's what he's telling them. V'gam b'dvar ma'nitzrochim l'ma'oid, and even something which is very necessary, tiktziru me'oid, you should be mekatzer, and not speak very lengthy about them. Kiktushas Shabbos g'doylo me'oid. Kiktushas Shabbos is very holy, and by expressing oneself in a way that is not in line with that, it's a bit to the Kedusha Shabbos. Because she threw a loy mashalim to Shabbos, they barely even allow you to say shalom on Shabbos. Re'ei b'dibur echad kama hichmiru. This is a lesson of the Gra. Okay, now, so good. Now, then he says, "V'tichbad es haShabbos me'oid." You should be mechabed Shabbos properly. Give the proper foods. Make Shabbos kashuv. Kasher hayo lefanai. The same way that it was when I was home. Interesting comment. Meaning, it seems like the Gra had a suspicion that if he would leave, maybe they're going to cool off on their cool off. Maybe there's going to be a little hefsek, toning down of the kavod Shabbos. Why would he suspect his family of that? I mean, think of what he's writing over here. Don't say dvar b'talim, but you know, don't, what's he saying? Don't show up to, don't serve Cheerios and milk for Shabbos. I'm saying, what? So obviously, it sounds like, which is a gavaldik daher, that when she served the food, she served it like she was being mekayim in the mitzvah of kavod of the Gra. If your husband was a Gra and you had the opportunity to serve him, so you're serving the kavod is the kavod HaTorah. So it could be that the kavod HaTorah outweighed even the kavod HaShabbos. So you're serving this beautiful Suda. Maybe it's the kavod that the HaTorah. Now there's no more kavod HaTorah. You could take it down a notch. So he's saying, no, the kavod HaShabbos is greater than the kavod HaTorah than when I was there. So therefore, if that's what you served it for Shabbos, not for me. So if that's what you served for Shabbos, you have to continue serving it for Shabbos, because Shabbos is the same whether I'm there or not. It's Kshmak Psha, no?
Yeah, my says that.
What?
I mean, understand if the Rebbe is staying in your house, you make a different type of a meal, then...
Okay, Rabbi Shapiro says over this Gavaldik Gemaisa with Shmuel Kamenetsky, and Shmuel Kamenetsky came to his house. It's like a Thursday night, so he set the table like we sedarf design in the dining room with like a choshava, you know. So Rabbi Shmuel comes in, he's like, "My hi, what are you doing?" So we always set the table like this Thursday night for Shabbos, whatever. We're already ready for Shabbos. So he's like, okay. She says that. And then his son runs in from the outside. And he's like, "Ta, did I miss Kiddush?" so he's like a little bit, but no. So there's a point where you're saying that when the Talmud Chacham comes, yeah, vada. But that's the girl saying, don't be minimizing the Kavod Shabbos because I'm not there. The Iker is not me. If I'm there or not, the Iker is the Shabbos. This is actually very common. Let's say someone goes out somewhere and they find themselves in some place that's not their normal place to be for Shabbos. You know, so all of a sudden, you know, the tie comes off and the jacket comes off and, you know, a little more relaxed, and then they'll pop in some, you know, they'll get away with this and that. And so all of a sudden, so what are you showing? You're demonstrating that really your hanhaga was never really covered Shabbos. Your anhaga was covered for yourself. You know, that you didn't want people to think that you are, you know, you're embarrassed, but you have to shtotsu. But your level of Kavod Shabbos is not that degree. So it's an important nakuda that he's saying over here. That the way a person, you know, the Kavod is a Kavod of Shabbos, and the Kavod of Shabbos remains whether or not he's there or not. I remember one time we had Rav David Shustel on the house. So I told my son, go get a bracha from the tzaddik. So he goes over to him and he says, hi, can I have a bracha from the tzaddik? So anyway, but yeah, okay. So the tichbad is a Shabbos me'oid.
And now he's going to have an
answer. Kasher haya lefanai. Al tetzamtzem klal. Now he's saying halacha here now. Don't be mitzamtzem, which means don't hold back and be skimpy on your expenses. Ki kol mizanoisav shel adam ktsuvim loy, that your money is decided and set from you from 1 year to the next. Chutz ma'itzayis Shabbos v'yomtiv, except for what you spend on Shabbos. So memela, get the most beautiful stuff, get whatever you want, and Hashem covers the bill, and there's no reason. It's like, you know, you're on someone else's credit card for Shabbos. So spend to your heart's desire.
I had a friend in Israel, he had a separate credit card he just used for Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's special.
So now it sounds like from the Gra, he says, Al titzamtzemi klal. So you can buy whatever you want. So someone asked Rukhan Kanievsky, can I buy whatever I want? So it seems in the Makairis, there's this shtickle stira. If you look in the Mamash, in the very first halacha, in Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, so the Mechaber discusses this. You know, if you can't afford it, what should you spend? Can you spend beyond your means? Should you not spend beyond your means? The solution of the Shulchan Aruch is, afil mishitzach l'acherim, im yesh l'mat mishitzach l'zariz, atzman l'chabed es ha-shabes, v'lo yomur s'ase shabbat t'chol, v'atzitzach z'un ez el mishashar t'chuk alay. So, basically, he says here, the Mizonis of Shalom Shabur says, the Mizonis of Shabbat beyond it, when it comes to food of Shabbat beyond it, in Moisif, if you add more Moisif in life, Hashem will give you. Come, Shamu Chazal, come, Mizonis of Shalom, Ksub in life, Mershon Eshon, Vish Lizar, Shaloi Yosef Bohen, and therefore you should not usually spend beyond your means. So here's another problem with spending above your needs. Beyond your needs. Not only you get used to gashmis, etc., but pen le kotzvu le kokach chutz mitzvah shavus yomtiv, because maybe that's beyond what you're going to run out before the end of the year. So you bought yourself some unnecessary item, then maybe your money's going to run out before the year's over. So he's adding on a new element. He says, besides the fact you shouldn't spend beyond your means because you'll margul yourself in gashmias and all that stuff. No, cheshbon. You gotta have an accounting on yourself. Shabbos Yom Tov is not like that. Shem Moisifin Moisifin Loi.
No, the first one, the gashmi.
Huh?
No, the gashmi part.
Okay. So what about the gashmias part? So now, by the way, the one other thing says the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom. Rashi, but when he's saying to a rabbi, "Yesh anashim shemahapchen aseder," comes to Shabbos, they'll get away with the corned beef sandwich. But comes to, you know, the rest of the week, go to fancy restaurants and this and the other. Umahapchen aseder, uboy na dezela digezel. And then they're going to have to steal because they're going to run out of money before the end of the year. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So pretty strong. It sounds like he's saying he knows people like that. Frecht nach Furman. So what do you mean? But you're just getting so fine. So I want to indulge in kol minei gashmias. I was doing on Shabbos. I want to do Sunday night, you know. So
you would say
exactly. So Rabbi Kanievsky said 100% you can spend as much money you want, but there's no limit. The Gra says, I'll take time to me, Klal, there's no limit. The limit is how much is it you cover Shabbos? You're doing a cover Shabbos, you're not doing a cover Shabbos. In the stomach, if you're doing a cover Shabbos, so then it's not going to affect Gashmias wise. People that were by the Ribbonitzer Rebbe told me, there was a Yid here, he used to spend Shabbos when the Ribbonitzer Rebbe was in Florida, he used to spend Shabbos services with him because he didn't have a lot of people.
How long ago?
Moshe Leifeld used to spend when he was 35, 40 years ago. He used to go Friday night spend Shabbos with him. For a long time. No, so and it was Yudua. I read in the book also because he described it to me like he fasted day after day, the whole week came out. The Ribbonitzer, his health was horrendous because he fasted nonstop, basically. For sure, Monday, Thursday, but the whole week came out, he fasted. And then when he would break his fast, we ran on a kazayas of bread and invite the bench. He didn't eat. And Shabbos, he ate inhumane amounts of food. He would eat the whole fish and then the whole chicken and then he ate insane amount of food that somebody that was fat, it was like physically impossible. And you could see that he was doing avodah the whole time. Now, avodah during the week is to fast, but I shall see it. So you're going to serve the Ribbonitzer, a night, whatever you serve him. So he's taking out the avodas Hashem from that. So, for the rest of us, you got to do what's appropriate. If a person taka lives on a certain lifestyle, and for them to serve a certain type of food is taka not chashav. That's not what you serve in a chashav meal. So then taka for them, they have to serve it as a chashav meal. The taka being mechabit Shabbos. For that person to serve chicken when every other day of the meal of the week they have meat, so it's not appropriate. So they have to serve a nice meat. But for other persons that has, macaroni and cheese, for supper every night, so you have a nice pan of chicken and kugel and gushmak foods, so that's good, right? Now you want to say, no, for Kavod Shabbos, I have a dish. I don't have this dish. So it is Kavod Shabbos. I think a person can trust themselves to a certain degree that they're doing Kavod Shabbos. But it's got to be Kavod Shabbos. And if you're doing the Kavod Shabbos, tuck it on the house. And Mela, that's what the Gra saying, Altitam Simi Klal. Now, it could be that you're going to have this beautiful Kavod Shabbos meal and you bought this massive roast and a beautiful meal. And then the whole time you're talking to Zoram Batelum that the Gra says, you're not allowed to talk about Shabbos. So you don't even know what Kavod Shabbos is. But... You don't know what Kavod, all of a sudden you get your credit card bill, you don't know how to pay it. Then one second, that item was a Shabbos item. And I don't know if you're guaranteed on that. So, it has to be that there's a certain Kavod Shabbos involved. Kavod Shabbos means not just in the foods, but also in the hug of the person. The stomach goes a little bit hand in hand. So the girl is telling his wife, buy whatever you want. I don't mind that because he's also telling her how to act the rest of Shabbos. So those two things that can go together. Okay, now next week, tomorrow, we're getting into the chinuch part. When he's going to tell her what to do with the kids. Be on hold. Okay. Call to her voice.